Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The House Labor and Commerce Committee heard a public testimony Wednesday from about 40 Alaskans on the appointment of Vivian Stiver of Fairbanks to the Alaska Marijuana Control Board. About 30 of the testifiers spoke against Stiver's nomination. Stiver has strongly opposed the legal cannabis industry in the Fairbanks area. She chaired the anti-retail coalition Safe Neighborhoods Fairbanks and launched a Fairbanks ballot proposal in 2017 that would have banned commercial cannabis activity in the city limits. In Wednesday's hearing, Stiver defended her former stance against the cannabis industry, saying, quote, "I didn't vote to legalize. That's correct. My stance was clear. We weren't ready. There is no secret hidden agenda here. I would purely be a public member who has a view that we should be part of the discussion, and the discussion is not, let's make marijuana illegal." Stiver is one of two appointees of Governor Mike Dunleavy to the Marijuana Board. The other is Lieutenant Christopher Jame, an Alaska wildlife trooper from Soldotna. If confirmed, Stiver would fill a public seat but would replace former board member and industry representative Brandon Emmett, who said he was abruptly removed from the board in January by Dunleavy. The nomination has sparked outrage from members of the industry who have expressed concern that Stiver will work to stifle the business. Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes announced Wednesday that he will retire at the end of April after 25 years with the department. Jukes, who is 47, became a police officer here in Fairbanks at age 22 and has served his entire career with the department. He was appointed to the chief's position in December 2016. Jukes notified his staff about the retirement on February 8th, according to a news release issued by the city on Wednesday afternoon. Though there are candidates within the department, the chief position will be posted nationwide. Fairbanks Mayor Jim Matherly will appoint a replacement after considering all applicants, Jukes said by phone with the News Miner Wednesday afternoon. He said his retirement comes, quote, "at the right time for me and my family," and he plans to stay in Fairbanks and strive to simplify his life. Late winter sea ice off Alaska's northwest coast is at record low levels. Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman says data released this week shows dramatic ice loss in the Bering Sea. Toman says similar ice loss has occurred to the north in an area of the Chukchi Sea. Toman attributes the ice loss to ocean warming and wave action. He points to ice pushed ashore in Norton Bay as an example, a situation that has forced a reroute of the Iditarod Trail onto land instead of across the normally frozen water. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.